Paul leaves Ephesus. After the incident in Ephesus, Paul left and traveled to several cities. In Troas, he met with the disciples on Sunday. They were in an upstairs room, and Paul was preaching. He kept on talking until midnight. There was a young man named Eutychus sitting in a window. As the sermon went on, he became drowsy and went sound asleep. The window was open, and he fell out and hit the ground. When they picked him up, he was dead. Paul went downstairs, put his arms around the boy, and he was brought back to life. The people were so happy to have him back again. When Paul got to Miletus, he sent word for the elders of the church at Ephesus to meet him there. When they were gathered together, he talked to them. He told them how he had preached the truth to them. He knew that hardship and persecution awaited him in Jerusalem. He urged them to be good shepherds in caring for the members of the church. He reminded them of the words of Jesus, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Paul knelt down with them and prayed. They all cried and hugged and kissed him. They were extremely sad because he had told them they would never see him again. Then they went to the ship, and Paul departed.